today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, we have an update on air travel conditions on this busy travel day. A service pig gets booted off a plane, and we have an update on the Russian passengers who pushed their airplane off the ice the other day. Did you see that, Tom?
I sure did.
Well, they may not have done exactly what the picture makes it look like they did.
Okay, the rest of that story. We are opening up the prize suitcase today, folks, and celebrating Christmas with a travel roundtable, and you are invited to call in and win.
Starting at 3:15, Gwen Duncan joins us to talk about Cyber Monday deals on cruise ships, answer your questions, and maybe even pose a few back at you. Best of all, every caller wins a prize.
And at 3:35, we're joined by some special guests from Bedford Falls. Ever heard of Bedford Falls? Well, at Christmas, no less, they will join us.
Speaking of Christmas celebrations, at 3:50, we have guests from the Sacramento Valley Chorus on hand to share a little holiday music and tell us about their upcoming concert.
Busy day with lots of prizes for you, our loyal listeners. Keep it here. It's today on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks, I want a Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Well, what do you know? It's another fabulous Sunday. It's a little after 3 o'clock, and it's another edition.
It's raining.
Yeah, it is. Isn't that cool?
That's, well, in Sacramento, that qualifies as fabulous.
It is. It is. Absolutely.
It also qualifies as unusual.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We don't want to make too big a deal out of it. It might scare it away. You know, it's kind of how I look at it.
Somebody said, hey, come to Sacramento. All it's done is rain for 3 days. And I just smiled at him and said, yeah, isn't it great?
We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. That's Mark Hoffman. I'm Tom Romano. I went to the Wonderful World of Lights thing across the street at Cal Expo on Friday.
Right.
And, you know, check the weather, says, oh, well, you know, not going to reach Sacramento till midnight. We got there at 8:30. We weren't in the gate more than 2 minutes, and it just poured. I had water running. And for just a brief moment, I began to complain. And I said, wait a minute. How dare you?
Yeah.
Complain about any kind of rain. I just sucked it up.
You may get to take showers and water your lawn next summer if we get enough of that stuff. So, you know, I was in New York most of the week with a Sports Leisure Vacations Thanksgiving in New York City group.
I looked for you on the Thanksgiving Day parade, but I wasn't
sure. It was right
behind
that big
balloon.
Was you. Yeah.
I'm cute, sorry. Cute. I didn't say that.
It was not, you know what? What I found out in New York, there were like three times as many people pre-Thanksgiving in New York. The city always fills up for the parade and after Thanksgiving and the night before. But it's never as busy Sunday, Monday, Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Those are very quiet nights generally, which tells me that hotel rates in New York are going up again. Because if low times have become not so low times, then rates are going up.
What's a Thanksgiving trip to New York for a Sports Leisure Vacation travelers like?
6 days is about, well, I thought you were going to ask what it costs. What's it like?
Well, you go to, I don't care what it costs. That's not important. What's it like?
You get to go see the Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall.
Ooh, yeah.
And you get to see another show that we pick. In this case, it was Aladdin. The
awesome.
Newest Disney thing on Broadway, which is indeed awesome. Then you get to pick, do something that most tour operators don't let people do. You get to pick your own show. So you get to pick a Broadway show that you want to see, and we get you tickets for it. I went and saw Beautiful, which is the Carole King biography story.
Awesome.
Which is, it's kind of the big deal on Broadway now for us baby boomers with Four Seasons. And, you know, they had a Barry Manilow thing that didn't make it. The Beach Boys thing didn't make it. But this one with Carole King, Jessie Mueller won the Tony for Best Actress playing Carole King on the stage. And it was, man, it was terrific.
Now, did you see the parade?
A little bit of it.
Okay.
I mean, I went out and watched it for 20 minutes. It was really cold. It was about 35 degrees, and it had sleeted and snowed briefly the night before, and we were getting a few flurries that morning. So it wasn't particularly, wasn't like the Rose Parade in Pasadena. Anyways, if you get to New York, and you're thinking about what show to go see, invest, if you're a music lover from the 60s and the 70s, if you liked Jersey Boys, go see Beautiful, the Carole King story, because it is... It It might be the best musical I've ever seen. It wasn't the best story necessarily, but it was really a good show. And if you like the music, Carole King was a songwriter for years she was a singer, and you'd be surprised if you knew what she'd written. Also, the 9/11 Museum is now open downtown in New York. Definitely worth a visit. Allow a couple hours at least. Bring a handkerchief.
There you go. All right, let's move on. Got a lot of stuff to cover today on the Travel Guys radio show. Let's start it off as we always do with the travel news. Mark, what do you got?
Here we go. As you just heard from the news at the top of the hour, it has been actually a pretty good day for airport delays around the country. Some delays still in San Francisco and Los Angeles, minor delays. A couple of other minor delays back east I saw have just popped up on the radar, Miami and Washington Dulles, the delays out here related to weather. But by and large, only 150 cancellations, which really on an average day, there'd be 100 or so. So just by chance. So 150 is not that bad. And the delays have moderated as the day has gone on. So if you're meeting somebody at the airport later on, of course, check to see. But it looks like that there's a pretty good chance that they might be coming in on time or pretty close to it. The TSA has seized, get this, Tom, a guy tried to pass through LaGuardia Airport, a 94-year-old Brooklyn guy who had a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Okay. Had a gun in the middle of his back going through the metal detector. What did he think? They weren't going to see that?
I have a permit.
Exactly. They got...
I don't have any bullets.
14 guns TSA got. This is just on Wednesday. Two crossbows. They found at Kennedy Airport, they found several weapons in two checked bags. Three starter pistols, two BB guns, a stun gun, handcuffs, and several arrows. Maybe there's, well, never mind. But anyhow, it's just...
crossbow.
What people take to the airport. A service pig got kicked off of a flight in Hartford, Connecticut, was headed to Washington, D.C., was traveling with its partner and
What's the problem? I mean, you can have a service dog. Why can't you have a service pig?
Well, you can apparently have a service pig, but you can only have a service pig if the pig behaves itself.
Uh-oh.
And this pig was not behaving. Look at here. There's a picture of the lady taking the service pig off the airplane.
Boy,
there. We don't have any video
pig
yet, but maybe we'll have some before the day is over.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? You see the story last week about the Russians who got off they got off their jet because it was frozen to the ice. They pushed it.
Yeah,
supposedly helped them push it off the ice. Well, maybe not so much.
Sure. You have that picture. There.
Well, yeah, that's this picture here.
They're reaching up. They got their hands on the wing.
Yeah, and you see how they've got their hand. They're all try putting your hands above your body and then pushing something, and tell me how much leverage you can get, especially if you're standing on ice.
Oh.
It turns out they asked these people to get off the plane because it was stuck to the ice, so because less weight would allow them to pull it off the ice easier. The people decided that they would do a selfie here, and it went viral.
Pushing picture.
Fake-o
as
pushing.
As it was being pulled by a giant tractor.
All right, and quickly, Al That's Franken, great. The senator from Minnesota, wants some answers from the Uber CEO. This is the guy who went on a rant last week, started tweeting, was talking about a God View tool, which purportedly allows employees to track the location of Uber customers who have requested car service.
Well, how else are they going to find you?
Well, no, not when you've requested car service, just at any time they want to track you.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen.
Well, this is the whole Uber story is just, it's fascinating.
If you're a bad guy, you certainly don't want to use Uber as your getaway car.
And finally, Amtrak reported on Tuesday a loss of $227 million for the 2014 fiscal year. That may sound like a lot of money, but that is their lowest loss since 1973. Tickets and other revenue covered 93% of Amtrak operating costs during the fiscal year. That's up 4 percentage points from the prior year. So $227 million is a lot of money. Maybe not in the grand scheme of things, considering that Amtrak now is getting 93 cents on every dollar back into the till. So that's progress, I guess, or a bad thing, depending on how you look at it. And that's the travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Gwen Duncan joins us, and opportunity for you to win some
prizes. Yeah, get on the line, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. We want to know about your greatest holiday travel adventure. Good, bad, or maybe just coming up still. Your greatest holiday travel adventure. There's a prize for everybody who gets on the air today. 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. Or if you just have a travel question for the travel guys and our travel gal, Gwen Duncan is with us, and she'll join us right after the news on KFBK.
We are the Travel Guys. Welcome, everyone. It's a Sunday afternoon edition, every Sunday, 3 to 4. Thanks for joining us. If you're just running across the program for the first time, you can find out more about it and check us out, travelguysradio.com.
Everything that's on the program will be there, including all the podcasts from all the shows that you missed. If this is your first time with the Travel Guys, we're celebrating Christmas with the Travel Guys this week and next. And that means that everybody who gets on the air with us wins a gift card from Gap or Bed Bath & Beyond or Applebee's or things like that. They start at $25 and go up from there. Whoever our best caller of the day is each week will win a $100 gift card from American Express. Mr. Romano is not eligible.
Well,
nor is Ms. Duncan, who is sitting across the table from us here.
My wife, she can go by her maiden name.
Actually, I think she's Mrs. Duncan. Aren't you Mrs. Duncan?
Mrs. Duncan.
Yes, because there's a Mr. Duncan, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, well, pull the microphone a little closer to you there, kid. There you go. That's it. That way you don't have to lean over. There you go.
Okay.
So, 921-1530 and 800-834-1530 are the phone numbers here. And if you would like to call us, you get on the air, you will win a prize. We are looking for your travel story, your holiday travel story. Maybe it's one that you already have, or maybe it's one you're hoping to complete this year, or if you just have a travel question for our panel of experts here today, Mr. Romano, Mr. Hoffman, and Ms. Duncan.
There you go.
And we put you on the air, and you will win a prize. It is that easy. 916-921-1530 or 800-834-1530. Let's go.
Gwen, do you have, did you want to go right to the calls? I was going to
Gwen. Go ahead.
Gwen, do you have a travel story?
Do I have a travel story?
A holiday travel story?
What's your number one holiday travel memory story?
Oh, my gosh. Nothing like hitting me short notice here. I have so many fabulous ones. I really do. I travel a lot. Obviously, you guys must know that.
But these are holiday travels.
But my very favorite one was when my daughter lived in Paducah, Kentucky. And my husband and I took off to go to visit with her, and he had a gout attack.
Oh, my God.
And so we're on the airplane, and he brought his Santa outfit. So he puts on the Santa outfit, and I asked if he could do that. He went into that tiny restroom, put on the Santa outfit, and came out and played Santa.
That must have been interesting.
Everybody thought he was an employee of Delta. But we got into St. Louis, and kids started lining up, and we were waiting for my daughter, and he's standing in line answering baby wishes. wonderful Christmas.
Let's see what some of our callers have to say here. Dolores is on line two. Hi, Dolores.
Hello.
Hi there.
Let me turn down the volume.
Yes, that would be a good thing.
Am I talking to Mark?
You're talking to Mark right now. Tom is sitting right next to me.
I'm just listening in, Dolores. You go right ahead, my dear.
Dolores, you say it says here you have a travel story, a holiday travel story. Please share.
Perhaps there's a misunderstanding. I just wanted you to know about, I wanted to quote my daughter about the trip to New York this last week.
Okay.
Quote, it was magical, and for me, as the mother, it was like taking a child to Disneyland. I looked over at her while she was watching the play Beautiful, and her profile was just like seeing her looking for at the Christmas tree.
Was that not a great show or what? I mean, that is really, you probably heard me talking, regaling Tom about it at the beginning of the show. Well, thank you, Dolores.
For our listeners, I want you to know this was not a staged call
not
by Sports Leisure Vacations.
Dolores, it was a lot of fun, and it's New York is a really magical place to visit, and it was extra magical, I thought. A few snowflakes here and there.
It added to the whole ambiance. It was just the best ever.
Well,
awesome.
Thank you, Dolores. Sports Leisure goes to New York twice a year. In May, we go and do the Bronx and Brooklyn and stuff, and we also go every year at Thanksgiving. So thank you.
And she is planning to go with you in the spring.
Thank you, Dolores, for your call. Let's go to Nancy on line one. Nancy has a question about how to get to Oregon, it says here. Hi, Nancy.
No, not Oregon.
Not Oregon.
It says OR.
How to get to OR.
No. It was Eureka.
Oh.
Anyway, I recently went to visit my son, and I like it there. It's really nice.
Uh-huh.
I was a little shocked about one little aspect of that tsunami siren at noon every day. And that was, I guess a lot of east coastal areas have tsunami testing, you know.
So you experienced a tsunami warning?
Well, or no, testing? Actually, it's a sign. Yeah, every day, I guess.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know that, but I was a little...
I didn't know they tested every day. Usually they test those things. Like, you know, around here, they used to test the air raid sirens, like on the third Friday at noon or something.
At 11, Well, anyway, that was a little... And then I was just... that was just kind of an interesting thing I thought I would share. Then if there's a secret, easier way to get to Eureka that I'm not aware of.
A secret, easier way to get to Eureka. You know what? There's going to be, I understand there's going to be one less way to get to Eureka here in just a couple of weeks, because United Airlines, which runs a flight twice a day to Eureka from Sacramento, is going to discontinue that flight. I got that little piece of tidbit on the plane with somebody the other night. The best way to go to Eureka really is, if the weather is good, is to go up to Redding and drive over on Highway 299. Over through the Trinity River Canyon. If the weather is at all marginal, though, I suggest you take the long way and go up Highway 101 and go through Avenue of the Giants and stuff, just because the road is a little bit better and you're not likely to run into any snow or anything like that.
I haven't tried the Redding area, but that'll be a tester.
It's really pretty. You can go through Weaverville. Makes a great stop on the way back. Way up, there's a little old Chinese Joss house there, which is an old Chinese temple, and some neat little things in Weaverville. It's a little tiny town, but it makes a great stop about halfway between Redding and Eureka. Nancy, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Lynn in Lincoln, welcome to the Travel Guys.
I have a misadventure story.
A misadventure story, but Lynn went away. Oh, Lynn, please call us back, and we'll try to get you back on the air. We are taking holiday stories and travel questions, and we're giving away prizes to anybody who gets through to talk to us. We're at 921-1530 and 800-834-1530, and Lynn is back on the line.
Yes, I just returned from Hawaii, the Big Island. I was walking across the golf course. Something snapped in my knee, and I fell to the ground in excruciating pain, went to Kaiser, which had to be driven there. They did an x-ray and mentioned sending me to Kona Hospital for a CAT scan and an MRI, and then changed their mind if I figured out enough money. And so they were ready to dismiss me, and I said, but I need pain pills. They reluctantly gave me a prescription.
So what was wrong?
Well, I don't know yet. It was indeterminate from the x-rays. I had to wait until I get back to California to Kaiser to get an MRI.
So now, Lynn, you're in Hawaii and you've got to get home on an airplane. This is kind of an interesting situation. This happens to folks once in a while. Could you walk onto the plane?
No, I called Costco the next morning. They gave me crutches. I called Costco. I'm looking online, and they've got like 16 different walkers to choose from.
Now, Lynn, let me ask you, when you went to get on the airplane, obviously, did you need more than one seat? Because this is kind of a thing that people, you know, you get out in someplace, you get hurt. Were you able to just get home occupying one seat?
Yes. I was able to find a store where I could buy a walker chair, one of those things with wheels, got to the Kona airport, and they provided wheelchairs, got me on board, got me off when we got to Maui so I could change planes, blah, blah. Here's the deal. So I have to try to get, I am now back in California. I need to get an MRI tomorrow to see what is the matter with my leg. But the complicating question portion of my call is this. I have booked a Mississippi River cruise from Memphis to New Orleans, leaving December 4th. Apparently, they do not wish to refund my money because I didn't buy the insurance.
Uh-huh. So,
with an American Steamboat Company, I'm tempted to just go and try to see if I can at all to get my money's worth out of it. Do you know anything about that American Queen boat?
Well, I do. We do business with them on a regular basis and have had a group on them a couple of months ago. And what you really need to do, well, first of all, you made an adult decision not to take the cancellation insurance. So And now you have a problem. And so really and truly, it's not the cruise line's fault that you had an emergency. And I don't blame them for not being willing to refund your money. Now, if they could fill that space, then they probably should make a refund. But if they can't fill the space and on 3 days' notice, it's not likely that they're going to be able to, then you have to be on the hook for that. And the other thing you have to think about is if you go back there and you're not medically in good shape is, wow, that could really be a very, very interesting situation. But I don't have any magic potion for you. I will tell folks, though, that not taking cancellation protection on big trips like that, even if you find even if you feel like you're very healthy and nothing could go wrong, right, Gwen?
Yes, absolutely.
That nothing could go wrong. What you could possibly could happen, and here's a lady, she hurts her leg. Now she has no way to protect this huge investment, which could
Murphy's
have been protected.
Law.
For a reason, very reasonable amount of money. So really and truly, when you're taking a major vacation like that, you really, I think the moral to this story is, to Lynn's story, is you have to consider the fact that if you can protect that money against something awful happening, it doesn't protect you if you decide to put new siding on your house or you get a flat tire, but for anything legitimate, it would. We are the Travel Guys here on KFBK. We're taking your calls and taking your holiday travel stories and your questions. And Gwen Duncan is here with us. We're giving away prizes to everybody who gets on the air with us. We need to do the news. Then we're going to come back after the news, and we're going to have a couple of special guests before we continue our roundtable. George and Mary Bailey from Bedford Falls are going to join us live on the Travel Guys. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano. To my left, Mark Hoffman. It's a fabulous, rainy, beautiful Sunday in Sacramento, holiday time. Christmas, one of the things I enjoy the most is Christmas movies.
Christmas movies.
And Christmas music.
And you know that radio is theater of the mind.
It is.
So we invite everybody listening to the Travel Guys right now to step into our time machine and go someplace else with us at a different time. It's Christmas time, you know, all over the world, and it's Christmas time in Bedford Falls. George is running Bailey's Building and Loan. He's recently turned down a job offer from Mr. Potter, realizing his plan is to take over the town, and George has started the Bailey Park Housing Project. Bedford Falls is looking like a better place to live, but this Potter guy, he's really a pain in the rear end. And things in Bedford Falls, well, we need an update. And so joining us here on the Travel Guys are George and Mary Bailey. Welcome to the Travel Guys, George and Mary.
Hello there.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, it's nice to have you on the line here all the way from Bedford Falls. How's the weather there today?
Oh, it's just dandy. Thank you.
Thank you. How's business, George, at the Building and Loan?
Say that one more time?
How's business at the Building and Loan there in Bedford Falls?
Slow as ever, Mr. Hoffman, but it's pretty steady. I mean, we're not making a lot of money with our run at Bailey Park, but we're a stronger community because of it. Sure seems that way. We're making it easier for folks to give up living in Henry Potter's slums, and, you know, we're giving them and their family a more respectable place to call home. And I don't mean that to sound vain or anything, but, you know, for the fine folks who make this town, well, they put a lot of work into making this a great place to live comfortably, and I think that deserves at least a few decent rooms and a front yard for the kids to play in. And, you know, I'm just trying to think of this whole Bailey Park Housing Project thing as a strong investment right now. For you know, those of you who don't know what the Bailey Park Housing Project is, it's affordable housing for families and individuals here in Bedford Falls.
Now, if Mr. Potter is causing you all of these problems, how do you plan to deal with all of this?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think it's understood Mr. Potter owns just about everything in this town, but in my humble opinion, I think he's abusing that power, and I think other people will agree with me. And it's up to our community to see that he doesn't get away with it. Now, I guess the only thing I can do is keep encouraging my friends and neighbors to support their local businesses in Bedford Falls. And I suppose we should ask Mr. Potter over, you know, for dinner sometime. I don't think he'll come, but wouldn't hurt to try. How do you feel about that, Mary?
I think I've got quite a meal to make.
Mary, look, well, thank you for joining us. Look, I know that it must be challenging for a housewife with all the rationing and everything. How do you make do? How is the family contributing in this war effort? And what do you think of this Mr. Potter guy anyway?
Well, Mark, there are many repeated meals around the Bailey house, I must say. But at the end of the day, a hot meal and a warm bed is more than our boys overseas get. So I'm very thankful.
Well, Mary and George, we really thank you for taking a few minutes out of your time today. And what was that, Tom?
Well, you know, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings, and we come back to our time.
In our time machine. And that brings us back to today. And George and Mary Bailey are actually Tyler Whipfley. And where's my other actor's
Jerry
name?
Jerry Lee.
And thank you, Thomas. And they are
not
part,
Jerry Lee Lewis, I might point out.
And they are part of the Sacramento Theater Company.
There you go.
Presentation of It's a Wonderful Life. Mary and George, thank you so much for being. Are you guys getting ready for the big show?
Oh, yeah, we are. We're in our tech week right now before we start previews next week.
And the show is running at the Sacramento Theater Company. The previews, as you mentioned, start next week. The show runs for, what, a couple of weeks here downtown?
On December 3rd, that's right. And we're playing through December 28th.
And folks who would like to get tickets to see George and Mary and how they deal with the situation in Bedford Falls, you can go to the Travel Guys Radio website. We have a link there, or you can call the Sacramento Theater Company. Tell us a little bit about what goes on in the show. Just give us a little bit of a preview, perhaps.
Oh, goodness. Well, it takes place in Bedford Falls, and it's about a fellow named George Bailey who has to not necessarily give up on his dreams, but he is definitely putting the needs of others before his own. And by the end of the evening, we come to realize that you don't necessarily need
a castle to feel like a king.
Thank you.
it strikes me that, of course, this is a story that It's a Wonderful Life. Everybody's seen it, heard it, watched it on TV 100 times. Are there any little unique twists to the presentation at Sacramento Theater Company?
Oh, well, we certainly couldn't tell you that if there were, Mark. You'll have to come and find out for yourself.
Except for the addition of music within the play.
Ah, okay.
Awesome. Great holiday music.
Wonderful. Well, if you have not had your fill of It's a Wonderful Life and you'd love to see it in person, if you've only seen it on television, you've never seen it in person, I encourage you to go down and be a part of the Sacramento Theater Company's presentation. Go to travelguysradio.com to see about tickets, and we'll see you at the theater, folks. Thank you very much for joining us today on The Travel Guys.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Jerry and Tyler, Mr. and Mrs. Bailey.
Mr. and Mrs. Bailey.
Does Christmas ever pass you by, Gwen, that you do not see it at least once?
It's how can you almost can't avoid it. Do you know that when that movie came out, it wasn't that popular? It wasn't that well reviewed, and it wasn't that popular. It's a Wonderful Life. It's only become a classic over the years. Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. We have a caller here who has waited patiently for about 10 minutes on the line, Judy in Lincoln, who has a story for a holiday travel story for the Travel Guys. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you for waiting. Tell us, share your story with us, please.
Well, every Christmas or every December, late toward Christmas, I was traveling to Nebraska to deliver Christmas presents to my family and bring theirs back to my children. And this one time, of course, it's always iffy going into Denver at this time of year. So, because of the weather, and my flight was delayed out of San Francisco, so I missed the flight in Denver. And the other succeeding flights in Denver were full too. So I met both of them to see if I could get out, and I couldn't. And that was the last flight. And during this time, I made friends with another woman that was traveling to Omaha as well. Well, she was a flight attendant, so we got to talking, and since we both missed the last flight, she asked me if I wanted to go to dinner with her, so we did. And then she asked me if I wanted to go home with her to and be back at the airport the next morning real early. So we did, and I really had a great time. We had a great dinner, and we made the flight out the next morning. And we became friends for a few years, and then over the years I've lost track of her. But that's my Christmas travel story.
Well, that's a great, great story, Judy. Have you ever talked to the lady since then? Were you friends, or was it just a one night thing?
No, we were friends for maybe 5 years after that, but then we kind of lost track. Sure. So that would be kind of fun to see her again. But yeah, that was a neat time. We had a really good evening together. And then we've not seen each other since, but we've talked on the phone and written.
What a wonderful holiday travel story that is. I mean, you can get stuck in an airport. It sounds like that Judy is kind of a person who is really good at making something positive out of something less than. Gwen, we were talking before we went to the break there about travel insurance.
Yes.
About the importance, and you had some comments about that. When folks come in and buy independent travel packages from you, is it hard to get them to take cancellation protection or travel insurance? Or is that something that most people just generally latch onto?
It used to be. Now, I'd say about 85% of the people buy insurance, which is a good thing, a very good thing. And it used to be you could talk to travel agents that weren't even buying insurance for their own travel. I mean, can you convince somebody you to buy it yourself?
Well, and some people gamble when they travel, Tom. Some people feel like that, well, you know, I'm healthy. My relatives are healthy.
Stuff happens,
you
though.
You know,
crap happens.
Yeah, it does. For our listeners and Mark, you as well, what kind of money are we talking about? How is it determined what the price of the travel insurance is going to be? Is it related to the total amount that you're spending on the trip?
Most companies have a set yes. percentage. It's generally about 5 to 7%.
Yeah, 8% was Silver Sea and Seymour.
Depends on where 8%. You're. If you're going on a highly adventure, if you're going mountain climbing or something like that, they've got a special level for you. But most of the time, 5 to 7% of the cost of the tour. When you say, Gwen, that's
yes, and like on cruises, I sell a lot more than just cruises. But on cruises, the cruise line insurance will cover if you buy your air through them. So it'll include the air and all those other additional fees that up and above the cruise for the flat fee. So that's pretty good.
And if you think about it, you know, if you take 20 major trips in your life and you insure all of them and nothing ever goes wrong, then you will have paid for one full trip that you didn't take. But the chances of 1 out of 20, I mean, that's only 5, 6, 7%.
It's the what if. It's the what if. And I tell you what,
The lady who was on the phone. She's in a situation where she's talking about going on a trip that she really doesn't want to go on because she's got a bad leg. She doesn't know what the diagnosis is. And she's thinking to protect her money, she might somehow, because it's a ship, and she's going to go. And the possibility, if she goes, is that she may not have a really great experience. And dare I say, I don't know this lady, so it's nothing against her personally. But sometimes people get into those situations, they require so much extra help and rely so much on the kindness of strangers that they become a burden to other people around them. And so, you know, that's a problem too. Or you go on a trip when you're sick and you know that you really shouldn't be there and you're making other people sick, all because you didn't take the cancellation protection to protect
yourself. Yeah, and the hardest thing for agents is dealing with the people, and this happens often, where they'll go on the trip anyway and they'll have a miserable time and they want to blame somebody, you know, anybody but themselves, and it makes it really tough. It really is tough.
No, that's never happened to me.
Someone
goes on a trip and they really, their goal is to be miserable. And it, I mean, or at least that's what it seems like, because in life they're just miserable. So when they go away from home, they it's very easy for them to be just as miserable as they are when they're at home, right?
Yes.
And that tends to rub off on the people around them.
Yes, it does, and it makes the whole trip miserable. However, I've had people who, when you're working with a travel agent, they may be able to work miracles for you.
Yeah. It's always good to have someone who can advocate on your
behalf.
That's right. And so we tell people, whether your flight just got canceled or you have a unique situation and you didn't get cancellation protection, maybe your agent could get in there and get part of your money back, get you a credit for a future trip.
And that's generally how it comes. Nobody gets their money back, but it's applied as a credit. You know that.
Yeah, exactly. But if you could save somebody a couple of $1,000 would make a big difference. Gwen, thank you for coming in today and being a part of our little roundtable thing here. I mean, the travel insurance thing is really, if nobody takes anything away from this and that, that's something that is really, really important when it comes to travel. And the worst thing is when somebody doesn't take it and they get into a situation where they're going to take a huge hit. And then I feel terrible because there's not any, sometimes there's nothing I can do.
We should have a session about insurance, you know, period, for one of ours, because they're the primaries and secondary insurances. People have to know what they're buying. And I think that's the hardest part. People buy insurance and what they've gotten is a waiver, or they didn't get the insurance
that
they thought they wanted to.
All right, well, after the first of the year, then, we'll have a show dedicated to cancellation insurance, and we can take questions from folks. And
I think
that's
a great idea.
It's a really an important part of travel. It's a part that people don't want to think about, but it's a part that they need to think
about. Yeah, and it's just important for them to know.
You're listening to the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and you know, where can you go and hear live holiday music being sung, like you said, live on the radio? Well, it's right here, it's right now, and it's coming up next, right here on the Travel Guys.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stars.
We are the Traveling Men, Travel Guys on KFBK every Sunday at 3.
There's a lot going on here today.
I know, Mark.
For an hour, 50 minutes, or whatever it is that we
have. Where did you get all this
stuff? Well, I don't know. I'm a sucker for anything. You know, anything that I think might sound good on the radio, even if it isn't, you know, completely and totally travel-ish. It's just people say it's an interesting hour of radio, so it's just.
But what do they know?
Exactly. We have four ladies here in the studio with us. They are, the name of their group is Vibrance. They are with the Sacramento Valley Chorus. Is that right, Bonnie?
That is correct.
Okay, that's Bonnie Flint. And we have Lynn Johnston, Sherry Rowe, and Vicky Lampe here. And they're going to do a little singing for us in just a minute. And you never know how these things go on the radio with live singing.
Oh, it'll be great.
You think so?
I guarantee.
We've already had George and Mary Bailey on this show, so that proves that just about anything can happen on the radio. Bonnie, tell me a little bit about your quartet. How long have you ladies been singing together?
We've been together about 8-9 years, something like that.
So, do you compete?
We do compete. Our region takes in Northern California, Northern Nevada, Hawaii, and Southern Mid Oregon. And we meet in Reno every spring.
Wow.
And compete.
So is this a national competition, and then there's international competitions?
It's actually an international competition. All the regions meet, and then we have international at different locales. Next year we'll be in Las Vegas.
Now, the ladies are separate from the men, right?
Are there two
different?
Yes, that is correct.
Totally different competitions.
The men are Barbershop Harmony, Inc., and we are Sweet Adelines. We are a chapter of Sweet Adelines. We're quite a large chorus. There's 102 of us right now.
Wow, wow. And you folks, you ladies, have a special event coming up here very soon, a holiday concert.
Yes, we do.
That's the reason we drug you all in. Thank you, by the way, the four of you for coming in. I mean, you don't know how hard it is to get four people to come in on a Sunday afternoon to do a radio bit. So thank you for that very much, especially during the holiday season. They're probably going over to Arden Fair to shop. No, maybe not.
What a great idea. Shop local.
Bonnie, tell us about the event that's coming up here in Sacramento. It's just a short few days away.
Yes, next Sunday at 2 o'clock. We're very excited to announce that our chorus is going to have a show at Sheldon High School Performing Arts Center in Sacramento. It's kind of in the South Sacramento Elk Grove area. It will be December 7th. Again, that's on Sunday at 2 p.m.
That's next Sunday.
That is next Sunday.
Next Sunday at 2 p.m.,
yes.
Which means if you go to this concert, there's a pretty good chance you're going to miss the Travel Guys.
At 3,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's it's,
well, you know, you life, can tape.
Life is full of choices. That's why we have podcasts.
Anyway, we're happy to announce that the name of our show is a little unusual because we have an unusual circumstance. We are raising money because we are going to international competition in Las Vegas next year, and this fundraiser, the show that we have next Sunday, is our main source of revenue for the chorus to buy music, to purchase, to buy coaching time, etc.
Now, we
so
put a link
important.
To your website on travelguysradio.com, but when I go to the website right now, I'm not seeing anything on the homepage about the concert next week. So how do folks get tickets?
Probably the best way to get tickets is go to Sac Valley Chorus Eventbrite.com.
Okay. That's all one word.
I think there is a period between chorus and event. But
okay.
Again, Sac Valley Chorus, www.eventbrite.com.
Okay.
And that should be a good enough place for you to buy.
Or they could go, if they go to your website, I see there is a phone number there on the homepage.
Yes. Phone number, I believe, is 916-420-1662.
Ah, and that's the phone number I see right on your homepage.
Perfect.
There. So that's a way to get tickets for this event. What's going to happen? What's the event all about?
Well, we're going to kind of chronicle our trip from doing very well at regional, which is why we're going to international.
Uh-huh.
We're going as a wild card chorus. We are 20th in the world, we're proud to say.
Wow.
Right now. And
okay.
That's out of about 500 plus choruses.
Don't mean to cut you short here, but we have the news at the top of the hour, so we have about 4 minutes. So ladies, if you're ready, we need singing.
No more talking.
We can do that.
All right.
How about a little jingle bells?
Okay, awesome. That works.
That's Mikey.
Jingle, 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 j
bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle, 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 jingle all the way. Oh, jingle bells, jingle, 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 jingle while we ride. Jingle, 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 one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
In a one horse sleigh with a jingle bell.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Listening to them jingling bells.
Jingle bells.
Wow. Well, that was pretty awesome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is those four ladies. That's Vicki Lampe, Sherry Rowe, Lynn Johnston, and Bonnie Flint. They are Vibrants. They are part of the Sacramento Valley Chorus, which is having a concert next Sunday at what was that again, Bonnie? At 2 p.m.
Sheldon High School Performing Arts Center, 8333 Night. Kingsbridge.
Okay. Drive. All right. And if you want tickets, you go to travelguysradio.com and you can see the link to their website there where there's a phone number and you can call and get tickets. I hope that if you are a fan, especially of a cappella music, that you will go out and hear the ladies next weekend. Thank you so much for coming in.
And there'll be a lot of holiday songs too.
A lot of old-fashioned holiday music, it sounds like to me. For $10, where could you get such a deal like that and support a community group besides?
Number 20th in the world.
$25. $25. Oops. I almost said, where did I get the idea they were only $10 there?
I don't know. Where did you get that?
Well, I don't know, but it's $25 to go out and see the concert. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Mark.
For coming in.
Appreciate it.
Thomas, we have 1 minute.
Do we have a winner?
We have just about a minute here. No, I don't have a travel.
Of course not.
Listen, we're changing.
Should have asked you ahead of time. What?
Harassment from your broadcast partner. We're changing the contest.
Okay.
Starting next week, you don't win automatically if you're not listening. But you win more if you are listening.
Okay.
Yeah. So starting next week, when we give the lucky listener, you don't win anything if you don't call in. But if you're listening and you call in, you win a $150 gift card.
Wow, man. Listen to win.
$100. So, you know, at Sports Leisure Vacations, which is the sponsor of this program.
You never had anybody whose name you called that did not win, did they?
No. Everybody always got at least the $50 card.
Right, right.
But we thought that, you know, non-listeners shouldn't be. My staff said non-listeners should not be rewarded. So. There we go.
Awesome. Well, we'll look forward to it. Next week,
I will be on the road. I can't tell you where I will be because I will be on a mystery trip.
Mystery trip.
But we will be taking Christmas stories and questions and giving away prizes on the radio all next Sunday at 3 o'clock. So if you're not out shopping and buying gifts, why, maybe you'll pick up a gift on the radio for free.
You have a great week, okay?
I will do that.
And for our listeners, we love you. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week at 3 o'clock. The next edition of the Travel Guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ladies, for coming in today and singing to us. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.